Tom Homan, Blue Sanctuary States Hiding Dangerous Illegal Migrant Truckers. By Warner Todd Houston on July 7, 2026. Trump border czar Tom Homan says that Democrats' sanctuary city policies are shielding thousands of illegal migrant truckers amid a federal crackdown. Homan said that the Department of Homeland Security and Trump Secretary of Transportation Sean Duffy are doing a great job rooting out and canceling the CDLs that states had given to illegals during the Biden years. But he noted the task is mostly being performed among red states while blue states are actively preventing federal officials from having access to state DMV databases. "We've removed thousands of aliens with CDLs, we're working very closely with many states. DHS is working hand in hand with Sean Duffy and his department," Homan told Fox News, adding, "So, the problem is we're working very well with red states, blue states are still struggling, right? Places like New York, I mean, ICE and CBP can't even get access to the DMV database to run the checks. If you are in this country illegally, you should not have a commercial driver's license." Alongside at Sec Duffy and at USDOT, "We will get illegal alien truckers off our roads." pic.twitter.com/JukalJuDHGJ. Homeland Security, at DHSCOV, July 7, 2026. Homan then blasted blue state sanctuary laws. "So, you know, the continuation of sanctuary states. Sanctuary cities, you know, thank God Todd Blanche is suing these cities as they come up and we've got to keep suing them," he said. "But we're out there, enforcing law," he said. "We're out there looking for these illegal aliens with CDLs. In the last 5 days, ICE has arrested over 10,000 illegal aliens, which is a record for the agency." Homan also noted that ICE is moving into trucker way stations across the country to grab up illegal alien truckers. "Actually, in some states we are actually working in way stations with the troopers trying to get these people coming through, so, it's a work in progress," Homan said. "This is great, but too late for far too many innocent Americans." Tom Homan reveals federal agents are surging across semi-truck way stations nationwide to catch illegal alien CDL drivers. pic.twitter.com/WV5LJHHF, at Maybe Danielle, at Maybe Danielle, July 7, 2026. The efforts to remove illegal aliens from the nation's truck driver pool comes after a growing number of Americans have died in accidents on the nation's highways at the hands of truck drivers who are ill-trained and often don't even speak English and cannot read road signs. For example, an illegal alien from Uzbekistan named Beksod Asarov, 42, was arrested after he reportedly hit and killed a 21-year-old American named Tabi Fursathithis month. Officials say that Asarov cannot speak English and medical personnel had to use Google Translate to communicate with him at the accident scene. From the statement of facts, Asarov holds an Ohio CDL. He rear-ended Toby Forsyth, then crossed the median into the NB lanes of I-71. Asarov had 2, maybe 3, cell phones. Speaks Uzbek, not English. The medics had to use Google Translate to speak with him. Asarov. Maybe Danielle, at Maybe Danielle, July 7, 2026. Also this month, an illegal alien from Haiti was driving a commercial vehicle on I-81 in Schuylkill County when he ran down Pennsylvania State Trooper Michael Pahira Jr., who was performing a roadside safety inspection on another semi. The truck that slammed into the vehicle Trooper Pahira was inspecting was reportedly being driven by 33-year-old Haitian migrant Michael Bon, who entered the country in 2024 thanks to Joe Biden's extension of the Temporary Protected Status, TPS, program. Bond status was revoked in 2025 by the Trump administration and the migrant was informed that he had to leave the country at the time. Despite that, Bond was working as a commercial truck driver with a Massachusetts driver's license, according to reports. In yet another case, a Sikh migrant driving a truck in Chicago ran down a motorist who was attempting to change a flat tire on the side of I-80. Police determined that Kuljeet Kang, 34, was on his cell phone when the stranded motorist was killed and that Kang did not stop after running the man down and killing him. These are just a few examples of the dozens of cases resulting in the deaths of Americans on the roadways at the hands of illegal alien truckers. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston. Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston, or at X/Twitter at WT Houston.